Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to your meditative Monday morning.
Psych! It's yeah. Hyper Focus Monday morning.
I was gonna say,
and
dude.
Welcome back to another episode of Hyper Focus.
Yeah, welcome. It's not meditative, but it is a good way to start your day and start your week. Finger guns. Hello, people who need a hug.
Oh, yep, that's a good one. I need a hug. You know who else needs a hug?
Our listeners?
Jimmy Carter.
No.
Jimmy Carter would give you a hug right now.
I mean, okay, sure. But also, our listeners all need a hug, okay? I mean, I see our listeners' top artists on Spotify. Mm. Y'all need a hug. It is Olivia Rodrigo.
Sad.
Doja Cat.
It's brutal out here.
Taylor Swift, Bo Burnham, and Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Y'all need hugs.
Guys, that's a very clear indicator of our target audience, though.
Doja Cat and Bo Burnham mix is really interesting, but it makes a lot of sense. Are you guys okay? You need some hugs?
Yeah, I guess that is a little bit concerning.
Yeah. Everyone listened to Bo Burnham's Inside. I haven't actually watched that yet, but...
Can I give you one guess who my top artist was last year?
Sure. Was it Jimmy Carter?
I wish Jimmy Carter had a music studio. How electric.
Hey, you never know. A man of many talents.
Yeah. Well, do you want to know?
Sure.
It was the London Orchestra or whatever, because they were the ones that did the music behind Poldark, which is a TV show on PBS. My mom had access to my Spotify account and listened to that every night, the whole night. So it totally screwed up my algorithm. So when I got my Spotify recap, I'm looking, I'm like, who's my top artist? And it's like the orchestra of Poldark. And I'm sitting there like, what?
I really thought you were just going to say that you really liked movie scores and classical music.
Which I do. I do like both. But that specific artist group, whatever, is solely known for Poldark.
I think one of my top artists was one of my top playlists was classical study music.
Yeah. Which that one makes
sense. That makes sense. Yeah.
But anyways, I didn't know that about myself.
Okay. I'm looking at you right now. I didn't get a good look at you before. What lip gloss are you wearing? Because it's incredible.
This is the Victoria's Secret Lip Plumping Lip Gloss.
I like it a lot.
It is currently stinging my lips, so.
Well, other than stinging lips, how are you doing, Maddie?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for you to have the reins this episode.
Me too.
To hear some... You always bring good content to the table, so I'm excited.
Yes, I do.
So take it away.
Do you want to ask me how I'm doing?
Not really.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you anyway. I'm doing horribly.
Oh, no.
I stepped on some fire ants the other day.
Grr. They're evil fire
My
ants.
Foot looks disgusting. It burns and itches, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
I hate my life right now. It wakes me up in the middle of the night. I'm surviving on Benadryl and ice baths.
And so, ironically, she takes stimulants for her ADHD, so it's quite a dichotomy
Completely awake during the day, and then 20 minutes after I take that Benadryl, you will not see me for 10 hours.
It's absolutely remarkable. I love watching it. It's so entertaining.
I only have to take one Benadryl, too. It's literally the kid's dose.
I'm sorry, I just had
If you're going to swear on this podcast, it better be about my medicine habits.
Duh.
So, so that's what's going on with me right now. Everything's going to be okay. except for the fact that I can like see the reaction that my skin is having to the venom that was injected into me by these ants.
Beautiful descriptions.
So, yes, thank you. I know. I'm sure everyone wanted to hear it. In addition to my life being horrible because of that, there were also some things in your episode that I know is making everyone else's life horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I think
I'm willing to bet I know one of them.
I think I need to take about 8 seconds.
Mm. To do what?
I'm thinking I'm going to apologize
We should call that like 8 second apologies.
I don't know.
Well, we'll circle back.
Well, yeah. We'll circle back.
Circle back. All right. So hit me with your best shot.
We'll touch base on that again. So because you said you know one of them, I'm a little worried that it might not be in here because I actually was just going to do some general apologies. Okay. So first of all, I'm very, very sorry for the length of that episode.
Ding, ding, ding.
Maddie has been giving me so much crap about how long some of my episodes are. And then she comes out guns blazing with the longest episode we've ever had.
Now, I will say...
Call that hypocrisy. I'm not done.
Okay.
I'm also very, very sorry that not only did Maddie subject you to a very long episode, but that long episode was super gruesome.
Yeah.
She doesn't love you. She doesn't care about your mental health or you sleeping at night or any of those things.
No.
Okay, now say your piece.
I wouldn't say that. I would say, though, I'm seeing a double standard here from Raquel. Last time we did apologies, my episode was too short. Now it's too long.
Yeah, there's something between 20 minutes and an hour and 20 minutes. Imagine that.
There's just no winning with her. I can never do enough.
No, it's perfect or nothing. Come on.
No, I will say that was one I figured was going to get long, and then the editing process came, and I realized, holy crap, this is very long.
It was so much.
So take it in doses if you need. I will not be offended.
So, so Maddie, I want to say something here.
Yeah.
So my mom called me after she listened to that episode, and she said, Rachel, I think when you do apologies next time, you're going to have to apologize to Maddie for butting in so much and giving your own information. And I was like, Mom, Maddie told me, Rachel, this is an episode that you're going to know a lot about. Please interject. Please give your information, your knowledge. And she was like, okay. Maddie's face
y'all
right now.
Y'all need to look at the YouTube video
She's so happy.
I think... To be honest, you didn't interject that much. It was just so much was there. But I think part of it was when we got to Elisa Lam, like we knew it was just going to take on a life of its own because that's the story that comes with that conversation.
And also the story that comes with the conversation that is any conversation with Rachel is, imagine this,
right.
Hyper-focusing on something.
Whoa.
Imagine that.
Whoa.
So... That's that comes with the territory of me.
Yeah.
But you know what? We got to get into it.
Yeah. What do you have for
us
today?
We can leave that in the past now.
Yeah. It is in the past.
Of my mom's negative review of me. Also, all of iTunes' negative reviews of me. Everyone hates me and loves Maddie. So.
Sometimes being the dumb blonde pays off. I think I've discovered.
Sometimes being the sarcastic brunette doesn't.
I think that's it's become okay. My internet personality. That's just. Hyperbolizing my general aloofness because I'm very intelligent, but man, you would never guess it sometimes. So I think my internet personality has just hyperbolized that.
I mean, I kind of like, honestly, I kind of get where you're coming from. Like you are very intelligent, but you are kind of like an aloof intelligent sometimes. And I'm a sarcastic intelligent.
Right.
And that is definitely
like there.
No, wait, no. It's not hyperbolized at all. That's me all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just terrible. I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
And I own it.
Yeah, there we go.
Like I said on Instagram, I have a very Aubrey Plaza, April Ludgate reaction to it. And people's like, Rachel's the worst. I'm like, thank you.
I'm like Leslie Knope, but more intelligent.
Yes. No, Leslie Knope is very intelligent. Okay, she is kind of an aloof intelligent. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
I think it's, I don't even know if aloof's the right word. I think it's just.
I don't
like,
know that it is, but I know exactly what you mean.
It's not necessarily innocence either because you're intelligent.
Okay.
Like you know what's going on.
Yeah.
But it's like.
Well, that's why aloof intelligence is a little bit oxymoronic, but it makes a lot of sense at the same time.
Boom.
Now, we're probably like 15 minutes into this and we're just talking about our own intelligence. And I'm supposed to be the narcissistic one here, according to our reviews. So I'm going to make this about me and say, let's move on
All
to
right.
the topic.
Here we go.
Because I need to stay true to my personality and my internet persona. So Maddie, yes. I have a question for you.
I have an answer.
Do you remember a few weeks ago? I think we were driving.
Okay.
And I said, Maddie, I had a topic idea come to me in a dream.
Oh, it's this. I remember this, and but I don't know what the topic was.
I woke up thinking about this, and I forgot it ever existed. I didn't remember the name of it. Like, if you had asked me the name of it, I wouldn't have been able to tell you. But I woke up just thinking about the name of it over and over and over. And I kept falling back asleep, and every time I woke up, this was in my head. And what is this?
I don't know.
Well, today, we are going to be talking about how Centralia, Pennsylvania became a ghost town.
Okay. Some more ghost stories for you.
Well, that's not really what I mean by ghost town.
I know what you mean by ghost town.
Okay, good. Not really haunted, unfortunately, but a lot of other weird stuff. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready for this ghost town? So Pennsylvania is home to many coal deposits, and mining is an important business there in a lot of places in rural Pennsylvania. And in the 1800s, the small town of Centralia was taking advantage of one of these coal deposits, this one being, and I'm not even going to try to say it because I meant to look up how to say it, and I didn't, anthracite coal. This one
that
being
good.
This one being anthracite coal. I said I wasn't going to try it, and then I literally went straight into it.
I loved it.
Because I looked at it again, and it looked easier than I thought it was. Don't come for me if that's... If that's not how you pronounce it, it is now. That's it. We're changing the definition and the pronunciation, okay? So its highest population ever recorded was 2,761 people.
I thought you were going to stop it too, to be
honest. Highest population ever was two.
But continue.
It was 2,761 in the year 1890. Now, most of the people there were miners or the families of those in the mining industry. And although the town was very small, the successful mining business left locals with a pretty stable economy and a fairly normal, tight-knit, small-town kind of community. So we got some good stuff going on. All in all, very, very successful.
Seems like very Americana.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, very successful mining town, and for more than a century, for quite some time. Today, however, Centralia is a complete ghost town. Complete ghost town. Almost all of the construction is gone. Only a few, like, lone homes still stand, and they look completely out of place. There are massive cracks in the road that, like, spew smoke and steam. Almost nobody lives there anymore, and the few that do remain there live there despite knowing all of the dangers of it.
Do you have the population count?
We'll get there. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. This is a narrative, my friend, so we have to go through
the
story
from the beginning.
We're not going around to the end. We're going through.
We can't go over it. We can't go under it. Looks like we gotta go through it.
That's exactly right. So that begs the question, what happened between the late 1800s and now? Well, I shall tell you. First, the Great Depression hit, as it does. That obviously wasn't great, but really... Shut up. I don't like you. But... You were so proud of that joke.
I was.
I could see it in your face before you said it. I was so scared. That's why I wanted to wait till I was done with the sentence. But I'll let you have the dad joke.
I have such a kid smile on right now. Like, I just got candy. That's one of my best jokes I've ever cracked. Ever.
I tried so hard not to laugh at it. And now I'm, like, sweating.
She's got the sweats because it was so dang funny.
I don't want to admit it. Yeah, okay, well...
So Great Depression wasn't great.
It wasn't great for Centralia, obviously. But in the grand scheme of the town's demise, it was really just a blip on the radar. Believe it or not. So you got to know something bad's coming Great Depression was just a little dip... Yeah.
A little tiny drop in the stocks.
Yeah. Well,
let's continue.
An oversimplification of the Great Depression, if I've ever heard one. So in 1962, this is when things really started to go downhill. This is when the Centralia fire began to burn. There are a couple stories about how the fire started, but the most popular theory is that because getting rid of trash was like always an issue in Centralia. The city council wanted to clean up the landfill before their Memorial Day festival. They wanted to do kind of like a controlled burn.
Yeah.
To get rid of the smell and the rodents and the pests. But the landfill was a converted abandoned coal mine.
Oh.
That was probably unregulated because that's how things were in Centralia. So volunteer firefighters lit the dump on fire, and after a while they put it out.
Okay.
To clean up the town.
Right.
Because trash was always a problem there.
And Memorial Day.
Yeah. Yeah. So they lit that thing on fire, did a controlled burn, and put it out in time for the Memorial Day festival. Or so they thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could see that coming from a mile away.
There's the butt.
Yes. So the problem was they started noticing a few fires a couple days later here and there. They were extinguished. It wasn't that big of a deal. But But it kept happening. And as it turns out, this controlled, air quotes, controlled fire had actually spread to the underground coal mining tunnels, and they couldn't put it out. Very good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they tried pumping water into the mines. They tried smothering the fire by covering the entrances to the mines and the surface in clay because coal fires need oxygen to burn and that, like, it was getting that from the entrances.
That makes sense.
But still, nothing worked. So, yeah, not looking good. But here's the worst part. Centralia was built on top of these mines.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. And the coal seam beneath the town was slowly but steadily burning up. And there were so many of these mine tunnels underneath of Centralia that they didn't know which one how many or even if all of them were fueling the fire and were currently burning.
Oh my gosh. They were literally living on top of a fire.
Yes, quite literally.
They were living on top of hell.
Some might say that, yeah. Just wait for it.
I'm waiting.
Okay. I wanted there to be a pause there, so I would wait. I wanted to build some suspense. So thank you. Thank you for playing into that.
I'm shaking in my boots.
As you should be. Now, almost 60 years later, this underground fire is still burning to this day.
Like today.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning.
Yes, like today. I wish y'all could see Maddie's face. The look she's giving me.
She didn't blink for like 20 seconds. 1962 plus 60.
Is that what you were thinking about? Because there was a stare. There was a look in your eyes that I couldn't identify, and it was spooking me.
It was also the stare of like, wait, what?
Like, that can't be right.
Today?
That is
How
today.
How does a fire burn that long?
Oh, I shall tell you. I shall tell you.
How does fire stay fire for that long?
Let me tell you. That is because coal fires burn very slowly. It's not like a wood fire. So this fire could continue to burn for centuries.
And we want to talk about greenhouse gas emissions. Centralia. Let's look in the mirror here.
Goodness.
Okay, homies. I'm just kidding.
So for a while, the citizens kind of treated this like a fun piece of town history or trivia. It was just kind of like amusing for a lot of people of like, oops.
You like go to college and they're like, where are you from? Oh, I'm like, from the city that's always on fire.
Tell us a fun fact about your hometown.
I sit on top of a fire like that's burning all the time and my house is on top of it.
Can we read Dante?
Yeah, Dante's Inferno.
Are we reading Dante in this class? Because I think I would relate to it a lot.
What is it? Pope Urban?
What?
Pope Urban is in there?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No.
Oh, it's... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I was way too hard about the Inferno.
It's been a long time since I've read that.
I went way too far. Rachel didn't want to go that far, and I went too far.
I'm not in that headspace. So...
That's my constant headspace, which is tragic. Maybe that's why I'm so daggum aloof. All I think about
is
like...
You're just constantly in Dante's purgatory.
All I'm thinking about is Dante. My brain operates like Dante's Divine Comedy.
Do I need to go get my pretty edition of Dante and put it out here on the table?
Maybe sometime. That might be a special feature for another episode.
Yeah, another episode. It'll be a little Easter egg. Obviously that's an oversimplification to be like, they thought it was funny. But, you know, it wasn't like taken super seriously.
Right.
But a few years later, the citizens began to realize that there were some negative effects of this, and it was not just like an oops, there's an underground fire. So in 1979, John Coddington, who was the mayor as well as the owner of a local gas station, found that his underground tanks of gasoline had reached a temperature of 172 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. Now, I don't know anything about gas station management, but...
Really?
That's not a I know. Shocker.
Resume.
But I do know that if you're storing gasoline personally, like in your home or like a shed or things like that, it's supposed to be kept under 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, yikes.
So that is a big discrepancy there. So there were noxious fumes like sulfur dioxide and carbon monoxide that were beginning to rise out of the ground, obviously reducing the air quality significantly, and nearly suffocating some of the residents even.
Yikes.
Yeah, not good, not good. The fire also began to cause potholes. Now, I'm from Pennsylvania, so potholes in rural Pennsylvania are not unusual, but these were huge, and they were happening way more often than they should. Basically, the fire was like weakening the soil and the ground, so that was happening all the time. In fact, in 1981, a 12-year-old boy named Todd Dombowski was in his backyard when all of a sudden he just disappeared into the ground. He fell about 8 feet and outstretched his arms and legs and caught a large tree root. And thankfully he was pulled to safety, because the exact measurements of this vary a little bit from different people's accounts of what happened. But the accounts of the sinkhole's depth range from 80 feet deep to 150 feet deep, with lethal levels of the gases, like lethal levels of carbon monoxide. So had he not caught himself, he would have died.
My mind cannot even compute what the heck you just said.
150
you
feet.
You said so many words that made sense, but my brain just went,
Do I need to say it again, or was your brain just refusing to think about it?
Correct.
Okay.
My brain was sitting there going, deep.
And dangerous.
That's it. That's all
toxic
my brain.
Fumes.
That's all my brain could fully make of that.
That's all you need to know. There are reports that the ground under Centralia has reached 900 plus degrees Fahrenheit in some places. Underground, not above ground, but still, smoke and dangerous gases seep from the ground, and they would even sometimes fill people's basements. Yeah, so that's not good. The residents, as you can guess, some of them started having health problems.
No.
I know.
No way. I know. I don't believe it for
that's
a second.
That's such a leap in logic. This is kind of sad, but also a little creepy. Even graves and cemeteries have been reported to quite literally fall off the face of the earth just into sinkholes. Maddie's upset about
this.
Hate
that thought. Hate it.
In an interview for Cracked, which, yes, I know a lot of people don't like Cracked and don't think it's necessarily a reliable source since it's like a humor thing, but this was just a quoted interview and this is the only thing I took from that article, so we are good. Now, this was with a former resident, and her name is Becky, and she spoke about having to deal with death on a pretty regular basis as a child and told a story about how their neighbor's cat died in an instant. Quote, "We were swinging in the backyard and this patch of grass suddenly turned brown. Their cat was standing there and it suddenly became brown. It didn't make any noise and we thought she had done something to make it all suddenly brown, like flipping a sheet over. But it was just another hole and the cat went down. We didn't say anything until we jumped off and went over to the fence to see that it was another sinkhole. And we called out to our neighbor, but after some light digging, and in parentheses, never go into a sinkhole by yourself, her cat was gone."
Aww.
End quote.
That's sad.
Yeah. So things like that are happening.
And she's talking about it so normally.
Yeah. She also, maybe it wasn't her, maybe it was the other former resident. I don't remember his name. But they were talking about like how they would see sinkholes with like a whole deer in it that had died. And it would look like it was like smoking, like because there would literally be gases like coming out of the deer's mouth. It's a little creepy.
Oh my gosh. That's terrifying.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
There were a few more attempts to put out or control the fire in some capacity, but again, nothing worked. By 1980, there were about 1,000 residents, and that population continued to dwindle as things got worse. So the government decided that it was time for everyone to leave eventually, and they paid the residents to relocate. In 1992, the state of Pennsylvania condemned the entire city, all of the buildings in the city, and the zip code was eliminated in 2002.
Whoa.
However, there were a few people who refused to leave.
Sure, as there always are.
Yeah, and managed to somehow get court orders allowing them to stay.
What'd they say? My health won't let me move?
I think it was just like a rights thing. I mean, I don't know. I didn't look into the court transcripts. That was just
a
quick detail.
Well, go off this. So
as of 2019, the population of Centralia was 9.
Why even 9? Why even 9?
I don't know, dude. I'm sure they have their reasons. But once these people die, their homes and property will be taken into the possession of the government. That's kind of the deal. Yeah. It's like, you can stay here. You can live out the rest of your life here, but after that, we will not allow new people to move in.
Yeah, I guess that is your right to stay where you want to stay, but hot dang.
The town now is eerily empty. Mm-hmm. There are only a few standing buildings left, which look very out of place mm-hmm. with the rest of the town, or without the rest of the town there.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't just look like a rural town. It's not like there's a house, like a farmhouse mm-hmm. in the middle of empty fields. It looks like a literal ghost town.
Hmm. I still have so many questions. Like, what does daily life look like for those 9 people in Centralia?
I have no idea. But this town has kind of become a tourist destination for some people in the surrounding area. I don't feel like a true Pennsylvanian. Everyone in my high school, like, people would go here all the time. I never actually went. So some of the reasons that it's become a bit of a tourist destination are these giant cracks in the road, and you can sometimes see the steam and stuff coming out of them.
Oh, yeah, let's stick our head in it and die of poison.
Good stuff.
Smart people. Really good work.
So the street grid is still there, but there are almost no buildings, mm-hmm. and that's kind of what gives it that spooky feel of, like, this isn't just a rural town where there's fields and farmhouses. They're like...
There was a city that
it almost
isn't
looks
here.
Like city buildings, like the thin buildings that go kind of far back.
Yep.
But then there's just nothing on either side of them, so they look completely out of place. And that gives it like a pretty spooky feel that a lot of people want to experience mm-hmm. and think could be a fun thing to do.
Instagram worthy.
Oh, just you wait for this last tourist attraction here. Centralia is home to an abandoned stretch of Route 61. Known as the Graffiti Highway.
Oh.
So this is a stretch of highway, I think it's about 3/4 mile long, that is just absolutely covered in colorful graffiti.
Hmm.
People would often go there to have some harmless fun, spray paint, whatever they wanted, taking pictures. This is like the Instagram spot.
Wow.
For a lot of people. Yeah, hmm. Pretty much everyone I know has.
Dang.
Like from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Has a picture of this on their Instagram. But in April of 2020, the highway was actually covered with truckloads of dirt due to the spread of COVID and them not wanting people to travel, but also just because it was a huge liability to have people coming to Centralia and taking pictures and hanging out. Like, it was just a massive liability for the people who technically owned it, even though it was abandoned. Now, I would say, please do not go here.
Yeah.
Do not go here. It is very interesting. But it is also dangerous. The Instagram road has been covered up.
Yeah.
And a lot of people who go there and visit say that they kind of feel like intruders. I kind of get the sense that the people who stayed or who decided to stay in Centralia are kind of like the Ron Swansons of the world.
Yeah.
They, like, don't want change.
Yeah.
Are happy with, you know, where they're living. I mean, I can't speak for them. I don't know those 9 people,
sure.
But that's kind of the sense that I get. And from what I've heard about people who have gone there.
Yeah.
I would stay away. That the biggest, safest, probably most fun attraction is gone. And it's just extremely dangerous. And there's no trespassing signs everywhere. Like, it doesn't really seem like you want tourists there, which I understand. I wouldn't either if I lived in a dangerous town.
Yeah.
That you feel like has been intruded by the government for so long.
I don't get
that.
Why would you want to?
I don't
get
it either. I wouldn't want to stay, but.
But knock yourself out. Free world, free country.
Oh, no.
What?
They might literally do that.
No, please don't.
No, like with the gases. That might literally happen.
Right. That might happen.
I thought it was an insensitive joke, but you were trying to tell them to live their lives. The aloof, intelligent one, everybody. Give it up for Maddie.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Everybody's favorite.
Thank you.
Apparently.
No, they just feel pity for me.
Because I'm mean to you? I'm not mean to you.
I feel like I'm viewed as this little child.
Oh, we probably both are. I mean, let's be real. But to be fair, being mean to people is how I show them love. If I'm nice to you, it means we're not that close. If I'm mean to you, it means I'm comfortable with you and I know what what
that's you, fair.
What
I can take.
What you can take.
She thinks I'm tough, guys.
I think you're tough. It is. I will say it's a little bit harder to be mean to you than it was to Lauren, because off of the podcast, Lauren would dish it back to me 100% of the time.
Yeah.
And then on the podcast, she wouldn't. And I would be like, Lauren, everyone's going to think I'm a terrible person, which, yes, that has happened. I was like, give it back to me, dude. Like, come on. You, however, are so nice, so aggressively nice outside of the podcast.
What a high compliment.
So aggressively nice that it's
I'm
hard.
I'm going to put that in an Instagram bio. Aggressive. I've been described as aggressively nice.
And you don't always dish it back? You do. You
so
can.
So does that make me passive aggressive? Because I literally would hate to be passive aggressive.
No, you're okay, not passive aggressive. Okay, okay, good. Because passive aggression is my biggest pet peeve in life. Yeah, and if you were being passive aggressive, I would tell you.
Thank you. I can't handle
I
that.
I cannot handle people being passive aggressive. None I will. If they are, I look them in the eyes and say, tell me what you actually want, or tell me what you actually mean, and we will work through this, but I will not deal with that.
No.
It never works. So, but you're just so aggressively nice that it's hard for me to be mean to you. But no, don't give me the frown and the puppy dog, guys. I'm not doing this today. I'm not doing this today. I'm going to close my eyes and say something mean about you. I can't even do it because I'm just picturing that face, and it's really upsetting because I just want to be sarcastic with you, Maddie. Put that away.
You can't. It's so
stop.
Kind.
I can't. No, I can. I'm not going to look at you. This is.
Okay.
You're making it hard for me.
Let me say something culturally aloof, and then you can make fun of
I
me.
I thought you were going to say something nice about me, and I was going to have an aneurysm.
But I can do that, too.
No, please don't.
Let's see. I didn't know who Addison Rae was until 2 days ago.
Oh, good for you.
Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. No shame to her. I just literally had no idea who she was until she started getting on the news for something with Donald Trump. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know she made TikToks.
That's okay. Where did that come from?
Because I was trying to say something culturally aloof so you could make fun of me for it, and then you didn't.
Oh.
I didn't just, I'm not just spitting random bullcrap on my
butt. You were just
butt.
Being like, see, I'm living up to my persona of not knowing.
No, I was literally trying
things.
To help you make fun of me.
See, no, but that's the thing. You were trying to help me. That's what I don't want.
Okay. I'll be genuine about my stupidity.
Maddie,
to
not,
help you.
No, not mean to you. I'm not asking you to be mean to you. I'm saying be mean to me. See, this is exactly what I mean. I can't be mean to you.
I just don't know how to be mean to people that I like.
You don't have to be mean, you know. Be sarcastic.
Yeah.
Push back against what I say.
I guess I'm just not good at it. Unless I'm
I actually think you're pretty good at pushing back on the podcast. I think you're pretty good at that.
I just like cracking jokes.
It's just outside of the podcast. You're so aggressively nice.
So
that it's hard for me
I
to be mean to you.
I need to change. Is what I'm here today. Is that who I am is not good
no,
enough
that's
for her.
Not what I'm saying. Goodness.
I'll work on it. We'll do a sarcasm boot camp.
I'll work. No, you're good at pushing back on the podcast.
That's what I'm saying. But outside of it, we'll just do a sarcasm boot camp in real life.
Okay.
Like a real sarcasm boot camp. Like we're going to sit down and stare at each other and have a sarcasm battle.
And just roast each other.
Yeah, maybe that's what we need is to have a good little friendly roast.
Maybe we...
Cue Michael Scott gif.
Boom.
Roasted.
Maybe the loser of the roast has to put $1 in the trophy.
There we go. We're going to do monthly roasts.
We need to tell the people about the trophy.
Well, are we finished up with your story?
Yes.
Okay. So since we're done, we did this on our TikTok live today. It's been on our Instagram story.
To all like four people because it was the middle of the day.
We also put it on the Instagram stuff. We have a trophy. Mm-hmm. This trophy...
Oh, she's going to go... She's going to go get the trophy. There she goes. There she goes. Look at her walk. Look at that speed walk. Look at her go. Don't spill the money. This is one of my favorite things.
Okay,
that
so
we have.
I have this trophy.
Yep.
Okay.
Would you like to read it to the people?
I got it after my U12 soccer team.
U12.
Won the Charlotte Soccer Academy Adidas Cup.
Very
Thank
nice.
You. We beat all five other teams.
Love it.
And we are the champions. And so I was MVP for this mm-hmm. tournament. And
of course you were.
They gave me the trophy and said, here's the trophy. You could bring it back by the office whenever. There was no timeline. then I switched teams and clubs. And it felt really awkward to go in and be like, oh, here's the trophy. Also, bye. So I just decided.
She literally stole it, but it's fine.
I
now
just
speed
decided
up, speed
until,
up the story, dude.
Until they asked for it, I'm just going to keep it. So 10 years later,
Nice.
Here we are. And I still have this trophy. Okay, and but so tell I them said what to Rachel, tell them what I said, for. I said, Rachel, you know how in New Girl they have the douche cup or douche jar?
Yeah.
We need to use my trophy for something like that. So we have converted the trophy into, we still don't have a name for it, but a sort of savings
jar. It's a travel fund.
For a girls trip.
Girls trip. in the fall.
And we are looking to accumulate some rules. So we have, I think we're up to four.
Are we up to four?
Two pertain to trivia. The first is what we call the
Violating the Treaty of Paris. Yep. Violating the Treaty of Paris is my favorite one purely because of the name.
We would love to dish that out and detail it some other time. Not important.
No, it is important. If we are in a trivia night and one person has the correct answer, but the other person has an incorrect answer that they are very confident about and convinces the rest of the team that they are right when they are indeed wrong and someone else had the correct answer, that means they are violating the Treaty of Paris and they must put $1 in the trophy. And yes, that does refer to a trivia night in which I had the correct answer and everyone laughed at me and Maddie convinced everyone that it was not the right answer. But that is neither here nor there. We also have, like, if you lose trivia crack between the two of us, mm-hmm. you put $1. And what are the other ones?
Shoot, we came up with two more tonight.
I know. If you accidentally say something on a TikTok live that's like sounds like
that's
bad sounds, or sexual yeah. or something like completely not meaning to because Maddie yeah. accidentally did that today.
I do that all the time.
There was one other one. What was it? Oh, if you lock yourself out.
Oh, right. If you lock yourself out without the key, because that's something we wouldn't necessarily do all the time, but we could still do it.
Yeah. So we need more rules, and we do want them to be funny, like the Treaty of Paris one.
Correct.
Because we only have $2 in there currently, because I lost trivia crack twice. Maddie does owe $1.
I owe $1 today. That was the other thing. Anytime we play a game, so maybe we have five. Anytime we do like a game.
Any game?
On TikTok Live or Instagram Live.
Ooh, yeah, we could do competitions like.
Whoever loses, because we did it today. We played What Do You Meme? And I think we'll try doing some like scheduled lives where we can start.
Yeah, that could be fun.
So you guys could know in
advance.
And we
could broadcast it to like TikTok and Instagram.
And we'll play What Do You Meme?
That could be fun. But also I want there to be just some like completely crazy, weird, arbitrary things of like.
Yeah.
When A happens, you have to
B.
B and B should be wild. Like,
yeah.
like while we're talking about New Girl, like true American level yeah. complexity of rules.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
So that's our fun update about the trophy.
So email us about that or on our Instagram, send us a DM about rules. But also, don't forget, is this coming out in July?
Yeah, this one.
This one is still coming out in July.
July.
So, yeah, if you write a review of us, send us a screenshot and your address.
And we'll send you a sticker. And to email us, our email is hyperfocuscast@gmail.com.
It is indeed.
And we can go ahead and tell you all our other platforms. You can find us and follow the whole network and the whole suite.
You absolutely can.
Of hyperfocus options. So we have Instagram.
Instagram and TikTok are both hyperfocuspod.
Twitter.
Hyperfocus_pod. We barely use it, but it's incredible.
It does
exist.
No,
it's not. It barely exists, but it does exist.
Maybe it'll exist more if you follow it.
That's definitely true.
And YouTube and Facebook.
Hyperfocus, a podcast for chaotic minds. Join us there. We'll have some fun.
Also, if you want to send us scanned copies of your coloring book pictures, we'll print them and put them on our wall.
Send us scanned copies of anything you want us to put on our wall in the background.
Within reason at the world, okay?
I'll be the judge of that. I'll be the judge of what is
reasonable.
Rachel's
going to monitor our email.
I hope this episode sounded a little bit better than the last one.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't sound treated our studio. And also we tried to do that today, but we have no idea what we're doing. So it should be a little better. We also got pop filters, so that's fun. So we shouldn't destroy your eardrums every time we say a word that starts with a P or a D or something like that.
Mad D.
It works. So there were no thoughts behind your eyes while you said that. It was like watching a golden retriever. So
maybe that's also who is my personality
you're
type.
An intelligent golden retriever.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, it has been fun podcasting with you very late at night, Maddie. This was supposed to be
you
a short
too.
Episode and the actual topic was very short, but
We've rambled.
But it was a fun one. I had a lot of fun tonight, so I think we're going to keep a lot of it in.
Yeah.
Maddie's not happy about having to edit all of that, but it'll be okay.
It happens.
It does.
It happened. It happened last week, so
you
it can happen
mad at
this
me.
Week.
You can't get mad at me. All right.
Bye.
I love an abrupt ending. Stay chaotic, babes.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.